It's 1 o'clock.
Channel 2. The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello.
Here I am, crawling in off my little deathbed.
Yeah, I've been following your... Why do you have to tag me in all of your health-related rantings?
I'm not.
I'm now being followed by the entire deathbed troop of the...
AstraZeneca.
I've got 1,000 new followers telling me about their ailments.
Well, why don't you get a little T-shirt made? You know, I
don't care. You've been jabbed, I don't care.
Have you had your second now?
Yeah, on Friday.
You see, I hate people that have their second and their first and just say it's fine.
To be fair, my first jab, I didn't even have a sore arm. My second jab, I've been quite poorly over the weekend.
Oh, have you?
Yeah,
what ailments have you
had? Oh, you should know. I've had all...
Headache?
I think most of it's psychosomatic because I've been reading it all week, yeah.
Is it a headache?
What?
Headache?
What?
How are your ears?
What?
Tinnitus?
Yeah. No, I just felt under the weather. My arm hurt and, well, everything hurt, really.
The thing with what's happened to me is, because... It was a bit like the thyroid, you know, wherever I go, if I just sit in a pub and I say, oh, can I have something without soy? Well, why don't you have soy? Oh, because my Hashimoto's, you know.
And then an hour later.
Yeah, then the waitress or the waiter will go, oh, my aunt, my mum, my sister, and my poor new husband.
And then you go, well, follow me on Twitter and follow Paul as well, because he needs to know. Yeah. Vanilla Web, put him in there. Yeah.
I have got a bugbear to tell listener about today.
No, go on.
Another one. Apart from my headache, which is really bad today, and it went for 3 days. Mm. And as you know, I've had an MRI with a dye.
Did they find one?
They found a cyst on my brain.
No.
But he said it's common and not to worry about it. So.
You sure it wasn't just your brain?
No. I think my brain might be slightly larger than the cyst.
Are you sure?
Mind you, I don't know how big the cyst was. He didn't tell me.
Could have got it the other way around.
I was so shocked.
Could have been a big cyst, small brain.
It could have been. But... Maybe the AstraZeneca shrunk my brain. Who knows?
Oh, probably.
We don't know.
I'd start a rant about that if I were you.
I am. But the thing is that when you don't see someone in person, it's a little telephone consultation. He tells you you've got a cyst on your brain and you sort of put the phone down afterwards and then you think of all the questions you should have asked.
Sure.
But you've just paid all your money and, you don't want another consultation because that's more money. But my rant is something completely different.
Oh, no.
Yeah. As I was driving in today from Whitstable, not very sunny, very Gaelish, and had the heating on.
Gaelish?
Yeah. Gales, you know.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I wonder where she was going with it. Gaelish.
Windsy.
Oh, right. I thought Gaelish.
I'm going,
was there a rainbow or something?
There was a storm brewing.
Right, okay.
So my poor peonies, there's a picture of my peonies, they're ruined.
Oh, peonies.
Oh, they're ruined. Yeah. But... As I was driving...
Anyway, that's the end of the 2 hours of the Business Bunker Show.
I remember when this used to be a business show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
As I approached Kent Space and the Channel Radio studio, there was a white van man.
Blimey.
And he had both hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
Like that, and you can't see this, listener, but both hands like that, and he was texting as he was driving.
Right.
Okay. For about 5 miles along the motorway. So I got very uppity. First of all,
did you flash and hoot him?
Well, no, first of all, he's behind me.
All right.
So first of all, I thought, I'll ram my brakes on and let him just go into me. And I think I've got quite a nice car, really. And I don't want whiplash. So I put my hazards on and I slowed down. And he didn't even notice the hazards or anything. He was, like, you know, writing to his mum or somebody. So please, if you are driving, please do not text with your hands, not even on the wheel. It was a bit hairy.
Absolutely.
And who might have sponsored?
Oh, we're going to do a show, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm in the mood now.
Oh, are you? Yeah. Okay. The Business Bunker Radio Show is pleased to partner with Tenterton District Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber encourages membership of businesses in the areas covered by Tenterton and its surroundings, including the villages of Appledore, Benenden, Betherston, Biddenden, Ebony, Newenden, Rovenden, Sandhurst, Smarden, Sissinghurst, Stone, Wittersham and Woodchurch.
What was the Ebony one? I didn't know that one. Right, but number four was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Ebony.
Five. Ebony? Is that a village?
Yeah.
Spelt like the black colour?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Ebony. It's on the Isle of Botany.
Have they got lots of sort of black timber houses?
No.
Why is it called Ebony?
Lots of black what?
We'll have to ask Terry Thorpe. He might know.
Yeah.
He's been doing a lot of dining out in Tenterton, I noticed.
Absolutely.
With his greyhound.
Ebony's on the Isle of Oxney.
Where is Oxney?
It's the other side of Tenterton.
Is it a real island?
No, it's not. It used to be, but it's not anymore.
So has it got no moat around
it?
No,
there's no water around it at all. It used to be an island, but there is no water around it. It's all in the same way that Tenterton's a sink port and there's no water in Tenterton either. Mm. But it used to be a shipyard, Tenterton.
Until the river suited up. I was listening last week.
Yeah. She wasn't, though. I did all this last week, didn't
you
I,
did.
Paul?
You
I
did.
I went all through this last week.
You,
she
you can step across it now, apparently.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But I like to remind him, you see, because, you know,
you
never know. There might be a new listener listening today. This is Paul and Polly, of course, from Diamond Circle Weddings.
We're going to talk to them in a minute.
They're in the studio.
They are.
Yeah.
And it's lovely to see them.
It's a nice day for a white
wedding. Can I finish this off?
Nice day for a white wedding, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And we got that Elvis number later, anyway, we're really proud to be sponsored and supported by the Tenterton Chamber of Commerce, and you can find out all about them by going to their website, which is tentertonchamber.org, so do check them out. And for those of you that were listening last week but didn't hear, Tenterton was identified by the Telegraph, the Sunday Telegraph, as one of the 12 best towns to live in the United Kingdom.
It is a beautiful town, and I got upset, told off last week because I called it a village, didn't I?
Yeah, it's not, it's a town.
But it is, it's got a lovely high street, you've got a nice green there, as I remember, sort of village green, nice little indie shops and restaurants and coffee shops and things.
A couple of ironmongers.
Yeah? And you were listening last week.
I was.
Yeah. So you can just go in and ask for a four candle.
You can.
Yeah. That's what you need, don't you? You don't want to go to B&Q. You want to go to a little ironmonger.
We haven't got a B&Q, we've only got Webbs or Stanley George.
Yeah.
Right, anyway. We want to hear from you out there because I'm fed up listening to her and we're not going to do a reprise of the whole of last week's show, thankfully. We have had some tweets. I've had the obligatory first tweet in from Chips and Dinks, lovely Bev and Tony.
Oh, they did a lovely radiator cover. Did you see it?
I did see that, yeah.
Very smart.
And they say they're back in the room talking business. Well, kind of. Supporting business and connecting people is what they do and we're grateful to them. And that's to me, Jules, and the Business Bunker Show. So that's Chips and Dinks, upcyclers, recyclers, sprayers, fixers, dent, menders, all kinds of things. Anything you want doing, they'll do it. They're brilliant.
You've had quite a few dents lately, haven't you?
We have a season ticket. Yeah, we have a dent season ticket with Tony. He just comes once a month and goes, "Where's your dents?" And we go, "They're there." Yeah. And it's most. No, I was going to say, but she's probably listening, so I won't mention it.
Well, she's probably putting a little hoof oil on or something. She might not hear.
Hoof oil.
Yeah, a little hoof oil. Or she's, you know, picking them out or something.
Yeah.
But my new husband did something awful because I reverse into our drive and we've got two cars.
Uh-oh.
It's a bit tight. And I have to line myself up with a pillar. And because he likes to follow the sun and he works in the front garden, the new husband moved the little table and chairs that he works from and his laptop. Mm. Now he's working from home. He moved it. So he booby-trapped me, and I can't see it. My car's quite low. Couldn't see it, so I scratched all the back of my car because he booby-trapped it. It wasn't where it should have been.
Chips and Dinks will sort that out for you.
Yeah, exactly. Tony, get over there.
They will, yeah.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah. But he's done that before with dustbins as well. He booby-traps me. He sort of, like, puts something there that shouldn't be there.
I'm not walking behind your car.
Yeah. What?
I'm not walking behind your car.
don't you have a camera in your car?
No, I don't. I have a little bleeper. But it didn't bleep.
But you don't have a camera.
No.
Mine's got a reversing camera.
It's only 3 years old, my car. I wonder why.
Don't know.
Well,
I don't know. Mine's
maybe
got,
I could get one in.
Mine's got a camera. The beepers drive me you try and park in a supermarket car park, and all that happens is your beepers go off all the time because the car park slots are really narrow, aren't they? And
they're awful, aren't they?
Yeah.
You can't get out.
Mm.
You can't get in or out.
Sunroof. That's what the sunroof's for.
Yeah. And my sunroof is leaking as well because we've had all this rain. So I shut the door, and then this jet of water just comes on my head. That's why my hair looks like this. Shall we get on? Because you're in one of those moods.
I'm in one of those.
Whatever I say, you're just giving me a really sarcastic look.
What's a sarcastic look?
Oh, the eyebrows go up and the jaw drops. Yeah,
Oh, good. I like a sarcastic look. I didn't know I could do one of those.
Shall I read an email?
Yeah, go on.
Just to get out of this mood.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so join us for our fourth birthday meeting this week. This is not you and me saying this. This is Marsh Network.
Terry.
Yeah, and they say it's manana. It's 10:30 on the 23rd of June, manana. Book now for our fourth birthday meeting, and the speaker will be Nick Casson from, is it the 24th tomorrow? I've lost track.
No, it's 23rd tomorrow. It's 24th, it's Thursday.
Okay. Oh, it is the 23rd. No, he's saying 23rd. Sorry, I made that up. So it's the 23rd, manana, definitely.
Wednesday.
Okay. So it's Nick Casson, and he's from Diamond, not Wedding Group, but Diamond Accounting Group. Do you know them?
We don't.
We don't, no.
You've got to get together with them.
We have.
And they're bringing their financial expertise with them. So you can join them for relaxed professional networking. You can grow your network and your business, build contacts and collaborate, give and receive support, and enjoy the online company of our business community across Kent and Sussex and beyond. You can, of course, mail the lovely Terry Botfield. He's at Terry with two R's. At Botfield, botfield.net, and you can get a free ticket. So that's tomorrow, manana. And you can also find him on the Twitter at TDBotty, BOTTY.
TDBotty, my favourite Twitter handle.
Yeah.
I had two favourite handles, TDBotty and Imperious Blinky.
Blinky, yeah.
Yeah, it was Dave.
Where's he gone now?
He's on one of his walks around the United Kingdom again, I think.
Is he?
Yeah. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Athelbray, and they say Business Bunker Vanilla Web, hoping to be listening live whilst we watch the rain. Our free webinars are next Tuesday, the 29th of June, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 1 to 2 p.m. on wellbeing, delivered by specialist Ellie. If you'd like to a link to join the sessions, and you can pick which session you want, drop an email to fran@athelbray.co.uk. That's athelbrae, athelbray.co.uk, fran@athelbray.co.uk, or give them a follow on the Twitter. Athelbray LTD is their Twitter handle.
Any sign of the Labrador?
Not so far. Yeah, but I'm sure the Labby will rock up at some point.
He does normally make a little appearance, doesn't mm-hmm. he? Is that the smallest font ever?
Yeah, go for it.
We'll meet again on the 4th of September, is the message from organisers of the Leeds Castle Concert, who have worked tirelessly to reschedule this year's highly anticipated event following the delay by the government on the easing of restrictions. We won't talk about that. In true wartime spirit, organisers have kept calm and will carry on with this popular event that features the world-class Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Working closely with Leeds Castle, the event organisers have been able to collaborate with everyone involved in putting such an incredible event on, and are pleased to announce the new date for what will be the best concert yet. Now, there is an email for these tickets. They remain on sale for the new date. If you're unable to attend on the 4th of September, please email inquiry@heritage-events.co.uk. Picnic tickets are priced at £53 a person. Purchase 10 or more tickets and receive a 10% discount. Brachers, the leading law firm in Kent, returns as headline sponsor for the fifth year, Leeds Castle is located near Maidstone in Kent, just off Junction 8 off the M20 and only 1 hour's drive from London. So they're always really good concerts, aren't they?
They're fantastic fun. So if you've never been before.
If anybody wants to join me to get a little group of 10 so we can get a little discount, that would be good. Because I'm quite frugal.
But it's a shame they've had to shove it back until September.
Yeah, in September the weather could be...
dodgy. Not that it's dodgy now.
No, June is just... It's supposed to be flaming June.
Yeah, but the problem here is you can't keep pushing everything back. You can't keep going, we're opening next week, no we're not. We're opening next month, no we're not. You know, you can't keep doing that. It's just so destructive of businesses. It's unbelievable.
It is, because especially we'll be talking to our guests, Polly and Paul, later, and they'll be telling us how frustrating it is, no doubt.
Absolutely,
Hopefully they've got positive news as well.
I'm sure they have, because they've been doing some really interesting stuff.
There's some
I'll tell you what, on that note, should we play their regular tune?
Yeah.
I play this every time that Paul comes on. It's Polly's first visit to the bunker.
But no scones this week, which is...
Well, that's why I'm doing this.
That's disgruntled me a bit.
Yeah.
Amanda told me off last time.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, but Paul loves the scone. I would have had his.
Yeah, but his waist doesn't.
Ah, well, neither does
he's been
mine.
On a diet for the last 2 years since I came in here last time.
I've been on one.
It isn't working.
No. It because, you know, we go out, don't we? We do things.
Well, no, we don't, because we've been locked in for the last 15 months, and that's even worse. I've just been locked in with biscuits and crisps.
I had a stonking chocolate mousse at the Good Shed on Sunday.
I bet you did.
No calories whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very nice.
Was that a Father's Day mousse?
Yeah, the kids are all self-isolating because they've been in Spain. So I had to take the father out, you know, the new husband.
As you do, yeah.
Yeah, so I had to do the Father's Day thing.
Okay.
Which I liked, really. It was very pleasant.
Good. Right.
What are we playing? It's a Nice Day for a White Wedding.
Yeah, Elvis.
Not Elvis. Great song, this.
Who is it then, Jules?
I forgot.
Come on, Jules. Come on. Who is it? Billy.
Billy Idol.
Yeah.
He went to America, didn't he?
Yeah.
He left the UK and went to America.
Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? Sister, who's your Superman? Hey, little sister, who's the one you want? Hey, little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, what have you done? Hey, little sister, who's the only one? I've been away for so long. I've been away for so long. I let you go for so long. It's a nice day to start again. Come on, it's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Ow. Start again. I'm on.
start again. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day to start again. What you want with the nice day for a white wedding?
The Kelly Turner Foundation. In 2021, R. Kelly would have been 21 years old. Unfortunately, DSRCT cancer took her life. There is still no cure or chemo for DSRCT. Please help us celebrate Kelly's 21st by supporting our fundraising for research by the Institute of Cancer Research. Please Google Kelly Turner Just Giving and donate to save teenage lives. Thank you.
Grow your business with Kent's Best Business Events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Lock Associates Group. Let us look after all your people needs so you can focus on growing your business. No long-term tie-ins, just responsive, commercially minded support. Find us at lochassociates.co.uk.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. Billy Idol, White Wedding. What was he? Generation X? He was before he went solo? Billy Idol?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Are you not
punk?
Are you not punkified?
I actually had that song played at my wedding to my new husband.
Did you?
We had a bus, an open top bus, taking us from Canterbury.
Oh, we had a vicar.
To the Canterbury Registry Office. Did you ride him?
Yeah, yeah.
Taking us from Canterbury Registry Office to the restaurant, little fish restaurant called the Petit Poisson. It's not there anymore, sadly. A little indie, very nice. Mm. And we played all wedding music on the bus.
Oh, right, okay.
But it went under a bridge. It was open top. And the driver didn't warn. And my son, Shay, our son, was going around with the little hors d'oeuvres and things on a tray on the top deck. He went under a very low bridge and everybody shouted, "Shay, duck!" And he was nearly...
He went, "No, chicken prawn." Oh, the old jokes are the best, aren't they?
But he was nearly beheaded on our wedding day. By a smidgen, by a whisker. So, if you do have an open top bus at your wedding, do beware of.
I've heard of the singing waiters. I've never heard of the headless waiters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Headless chicken, maybe.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, look. Let's introduce our guests because it's about time we spoke to them because they're lovely folks. We've got Paul and Polly here from Diamond Circle Weddings and Fort Burgoyne. Good afternoon, chaps.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. How are we?
Yeah, we're good, thank you. Pleased to be here.
Yeah, it's lovely to have you here.
Without the scones.
Yeah, I thought I'd bring the better half this time because I got myself into trouble last time. So,
yeah.
I keep him in check.
She does.
Okay, look, let's start off first of all. We've got a lot to talk about and there's loads of things happening. But let's start off with Diamond Circle Weddings. Yeah. Tell us a bit about what you do. In its fullness, you know, because you mentioned this earlier, the last time you were on, Paul, you were talking about venue dressing and stuff like that, and the range of things you do is not just weddings, as it were. So just give us a quick overview of what DC Weddings does.
So the last time I was on, show 448, I believe.
Blimey, eh?
Nearly 2 years ago. Nearly 2 years ago.
This is 534 today. Yeah.
One a week, over 2 years. So it's quite a long go. And it was basically when we first started our journey in Diamond Circle Weddings. And we didn't put COVID into our...
See, that's very short-sighted of you.
It was.
You should always have a plan for a pandemic in your business plan.
Funnily enough, we didn't predict that.
No, you didn't. No, that's not good enough.
So, yeah, everything that's going swimmingly. We did, as you can see, if you go on our Twitter feed, we did a couple of charity events. We did, we got nominated for the Ashford Business Awards as a startup and went through to the finalists.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we didn't win, but we're still there on the night, dressed the room as well, and did all the lighting.
Yeah.
And, so we then did donations with a difference. Ella and Cheryl did their presentation night at Ashford, and then suddenly everything was looking really good. We had loads of weddings in 2020, and then COVID came along and put scuppers to it. So over the last 15 months, we've changed our business model a little bit. We've thought about stuff. We've carried on with the marketing. We've got our marketing's really taken on board. We've got on board with Zoe Cairns and ZC Social Media, and they've done. They've done wonders for us. They've really helped us, both personally in terms of what our content and how we manage our content, and also how we think about our content as well.
Right.
Yeah, I think I should let you speak a bit.
Polly.
Come on, Polly.
Yeah, so Diamond Circle Weddings was born as a venue styling service.
Right.
So going into venues primarily for weddings to dress the chairs, the tables, put the lighting in, backdrops, draping. So we saw a bit of a trend for people wanting, going back to the village hall weddings, so taking a blank canvas and then having the walls and the ceilings draped to really put their own spin and style on their wedding.
I've got to say something there when you said that, because I saw this on Twitter yesterday. Somebody just posted a picture of a village hall, and they said every village in the UK has this hall, and they're all identical, and everybody was going, that's my village hall, that is. That's my village hall. Now, the salient point, and the reason I raised it with what you're saying, is when you look at a bare village hall, or indeed a bare room of any kind, it doesn't look anything like what it looks like once you guys have finished dressing it.
Completely different.
Yeah, and that's the thing, isn't it? You know, when you say we dress the room, people go, yeah, whatever. But they don't actually understand what that means, because if you look at a bare room, like a village hall, it's just like a parquet floor.
Brown.
It's brown parquet floor,
brown
some plastic
walls.
Chairs, yeah. And some white painted brick walls.
Yeah.
But when you guys are finished, it looks like a 1970s disco.
But it gives so many different opportunities, because you're starting with those blank walls and blank floors, and really the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
Shouldn't say that, should I?
Only in 1970s disco if you put mirror balls in there.
Well, exactly, yeah. I kind of got lost with that.
We can leave them out if you like.
Yeah, yeah. And they're not mandatory.
No, they're not.
I thought they were mandatory.
I do love a mirror ball, actually.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure you do. Yeah.
And a sort of a soppy beer floor by the end of the party.
But you guys have also lit up the outside of buildings, haven't you? I've seen it. You did
Chartwells.
Chart Hills.
Yeah. Chart Hills, which is Ali
McGurk
and Rob McGurk, who own Princess. They've got another golf club called Chart Hills, which is Nick Faldo Club. When they bought it, they shut it literally for a year and redid all the greens and everything on it.
Yeah.
And we lit that up for St. Patrick's night.
Okay.
So one of the big parts of our venue styling service is that we include lighting, and not every venue stylist will do that. So we can take any blank white service and light it in wedding colours.
Yeah.
So it just puts a little bit of a twist on the styling.
Lighting
gives it something special.
Hugely important.
Yeah, because you lit up I'm trying to think what it's called, the
castle.
No, the place at Bridge, outside Canterbury.
Oh, Bryn Park.
Bryn Park. That's him. Yeah, you
What's
lit up Bryn Park
with
as well.
Park? Is it flourishing there? Because I've been there a couple of times. How are they doing? Do you know?
All right, I think. We just do the lighting there. Other companies do venue styling there. They deal with KC Weddings and Events, which is great. They do a really good job down there, and Andy Baxham Dynamics does all the discos in there and stuff like that. But their photographer is our photographer, so Derek Avery, who from NKade Photography, does a lot of our photography for us, and they use him as well. So it's doing really well. All wedding venues are doing really well.
Okay, so basically, you dress, you get the venue looking its best, and along a theme presumably picked by your client.
That's right. So the client will come along with their own ideas of what they might want, and then it's our job to sit down with them and work out what's possible and what will look great in their venue, because sometimes what's in our couple's heads might not be quite right.
I'm smiling because I can imagine that. They come along and go, right, we want this, and you go, don't think green and purple will go or something.
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Green and lilac work really well together.
My wedding, my last wedding, my latest wedding, was purple, red and gold.
Because she was running out of colours. She's been married that time and she has a different colour each time.
My mother...
And there's only seven primary colours in the rainbow, so she's done all those.
And my mother, who's 90, said to me, oh no, that's going to look really gaudy, she said. But when it actually was together, purple, red and gold was fabulous, you know.
Did
and
you play purple? Rain.
Probably, yeah.
So the other thing that we do is, if you wanted purple, red and gold. We look at your venue and how we can fit those colours into your venue, because your venue's colour scheme, unless it's actually white, which most venues are, funny enough, but if you you might have a green room, you might have an area where it clashes, so we would then drape it or change it to make it so that the colours actually flow into that venue.
Okay.
I'm just imagining their house now, are you? Their front room. I bet they just drape it every week to whatever their mood is.
Yeah, yeah. We're like those cobbler's children, you know, the cobbler's children go barefoot.
Yeah. No, they just got anaglyptor on the wall.
I bet when they have...
Anaglyptor.
What's that?
Don't you remember anaglyptor?
No, I'm not that old.
Oh, see, you're not that old, are you?
I'll tell you later.
Isn't that like wood chip?
It's lumps of wood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's lumps of wood chip.
My mum and dad had it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like, what's that stuff on the ceiling there?
Polystyrene tiles.
The swirly. Yeah, I know.
Try and get that off a ceiling.
Artex.
Artex, yeah. The dust.
Anyway, you don't do Artex and anaglyptor, which is good.
What about food?
Funny you should mention that. Food
caterers, or do you do it yourself?
Obviously, most weddings do have food, and when we work with venues, they do have caterers, and most venues do the catering themselves with the chefs and stuff like that. Our new venue, funny enough, we are going to be doing the food ourselves. So we are actually getting some machines in and bits and pieces.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
Because I want to kind of keep it in sequence.
Yep.
And I want to get this wedding nonsense out of the way.
Nonsense?
That doesn't fit
Sorry,
with our
Amanda.
Business model.
Sorry. I will try and talk some sense into him.
So you address venues, but I want to talk about, in general, leaving aside COVID and all the rest of it for the moment. So you address the venue, but tell us, you know, a couple come to you and go, we want to get married, and you go, very nice, well done. What happens from there? You know, what do you find the venues for them, or do they normally come to you with a venue in mind?
9 times out of 10, they'll come to us and they've already got a venue booked. If they want some help finding a venue, then we can certainly do that, because we have great links with a lot of venues across Kent. So that does happen sometimes. Mm. But most of the time they'll come to us, they'll tell us when their date is, what their venue is. And what we like to do is arrange to meet them at the venue so that we can actually stand there. They can tell us what they'd like and we can help them visualise what they would like will look like in their venue.
Okay, cool. And then if they, as you say, a lot of venues provide the catering, but presumably if they don't, you can help with that by pointing them at people. Do you offer all the ancillary services as a consultancy? So what I mean is, if people come, look, we're getting married, sort it, yeah? Do you ever get a commission like that where you go, right, we'll hire the cars, we'll hire the celebrant, we'll hire this?
Okay, so under the guise of Diamond Circle Weddings, that is simply venue styling, but... due to the nature of what we're doing, we do have brilliant links with pretty much every supplier that a couple would need.
Okay.
So we have a great photographer, Derek at Encade, that we would always recommend. We know a lovely lady who's a celebrant that we've worked with.
Right.
And wedding cakes, again, White Rabbit Cake Studio.
Oh, their cakes are amazing.
We'd always point people in Stenner's direction. Again, we get couples come to us for venue styling and we build a relationship with them, and then they'll say to us, oh, you know, you don't know someone for my cake, do you? And it'll go from there.
Just talking about celebrants, I noticed a couple of days ago the government has started muttering about opening up licensing. I don't know if you've seen anything on that.
So the law in England and Wales, the wedding law, actually got put in something like 1836 or 63, somewhere. Now I'm dyslexic, so my numbers always go wrong.
Yeah.
But it's somewhere. And it hasn't really changed since then. In Scotland, it's different. So in Scotland, you can give 28 days notice, and then a celebrant, as long as the landowner and the registrar know where you are, the celebrant can legally marry you.
Yeah.
In the England and Wales, a celebrant can't legally marry. So the only way you can get legally married in England and Wales is with a registrar.
Right. Mm.
Now, the registrars come from the... Normally, the county council do the registrars.
Yeah. Mm.
In Kent, we've just been told as a venue that they can't no longer supply any new bookings for any dates in June, July, August and September.
They're all so busy.
Mm. They're so busy. Because they've only got...
Because of the backlog.
Because of the backlog, and they've only got so many. And so now, if people cancel a wedding now... Mm. The chances are they're either going to have it in the autumn or they're going to have to wait till next September.
Mm.
So there's been a massive backlog with that.
It's very emotional as well, isn't it? You know, if you want to get married, you might want to get married for a reason. You
but
know,
the government...
It's just very, very...
The government announced last Sunday on the 20th that they were changing law.
Mm.
So what you used to have to do in the UK, in England and Wales as well, you used to have to get married in a building that was licensed for... The ceremony.
Yeah.
Or if you was getting married outside, it had to be a pagoda with a fixed roof and a fixed structure. Now, or until April next year, they're changing it from the 1st of July. So you can get married outdoors anywhere.
Right.
So if you go to, I say anywhere, the venue has to have a licensed ceremony room. So, for example, our venue has got a licensed ceremony room, and that's for 50 people. So we could then take them 50 people and marry them anywhere else
outside.
On the site, anywhere outside on the site with the registrar, as long as we've got the room. And the reason why we have to have the room is because apparently the weather in this country is quite inclement.
Really?
So
who knew? It's lucky we got a government, otherwise we'd never have known that, is it? Yeah.
So we'll have to have a backup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the rule still 30 at the moment? Because I've lost
it
track.
It is at the moment. It changes 19th of July, hopefully.
Yeah.
So they say.
And like you say.
No.
No, it's been...
It's changed now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Changed Monday.
Yeah. So as long as the venue can comply with COVID rules to keep people safe, then any number can get married now.
Yeah.
That was as of yesterday.
Yeah.
But that may not mean that the venue can take its full capacity because they have to look at COVID safety.
Yeah. But the problem comes with dancing.
Yeah, this is crazy, isn't it?
So,
the whole dancing thing.
We had our photographer went for a wedding. Her dad died, so her brother or best mate or whatever it was walked her down the aisle. She could have a first dance with her groom, with her new husband.
It's bigger than that.
And then
that.
She wanted to dance with the person that walked her down the aisle, and they said no, because you're not allowed. Even though he
but
walked
they must be in a bubble.
Yeah, and he walks her down the aisle, but they still can't have a dance because legally you're not allowed.
But it's okay to fly in a plane from America.
Yeah, I don't make the rules.
We'll
I don't make the rules. I don't make the rules.
Or go to Royal Ascot.
I don't make the rules as well. I just do as I'm told.
It's bonkers. But coming back to the 1836 rule about this, which is, of course, why Scotland was very popular with runaways.
Yeah.
Just at, what was the place?
Gretna Green.
Gretna Green, which is the first place you hit in Scotland once you cross the border from Cumbria, where anyone could get married. So all the 16-year-olds...
You still have to do 28 days notice, though.
Yeah.
So you still have to do a 28 days notice.
They're trying to bring in a law, aren't they, to stop 16-year-olds being able to get married.
Mm.
I think possibly because of a lot of arranged marriages. So that's...
Well, they've been discussing it in Parliament, yeah.
Yeah.
Even so, I think even at the moment, you can get married at 16, but you have to have permission from your parent or guardian.
Yeah, that's right. Parental permission,
And
then you can get married without permission at 17?
18.
Or 18?
18.
Because 18, you're an adult. 16, you're still a minor.
Yeah. That's cool. So you're doing all this stuff. You're dressing venues. Unless you want to, I don't particularly want to talk about the COVID restrictions that you've been under, because we all know that that's been a nuisance and, you know, it's restricted you. Maybe we can talk about it in a minute. But you guys have soldiered on doing stuff and building your business. And recently you've taken on a venue, and I want to talk about that because I'm really excited about that. And I know you might have some more news to share with us as well. And I've made No? Oh, okay.
Not quite. Okay. Not quite.
You're not going to tell us. It's still a secret.
We could probably talk loosely, but not name names.
Yeah, maybe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now you've let me down, because I have money on where it was. I've got a side bet going on about where it was.
Where do you think it is?
Well, it was in Maidstone, yeah, and I thought it might be the Archbishop's Palace.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's not there.
Okay.
Hold on.
If I'd have,
you wouldn't be able to pay it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. If I'd have been right, he couldn't have told me anyway, could he?
No.
Nah.
Yeah, I would.
So I'm not surrendering my bet yet.
I wouldn't lie to you, Paul.
But now I'm going to guess, aren't I? Anyway, let's talk about the one you have got. Let's go back to how Fort Burgoyne, which is a venue that you're now dealing with. Give us an overview of what that's all about and how that came about.
So September last year, we get a phone call, or we get contacted by a guy called Chris, and he's basically the project manager at the Land Trust at Fort Burgoyne.
Right.
Two of the volunteers down there want to get married, and he's already talked to KCC about licensing it, and he thought it would just be an idea of turning up, getting married and going off. We'd never visited the site before, so we visited it back in September, looked at the site and went, no, you've got so much more here. So the site, it's just celebrated its 160th birthday.
Wow.
So they started building on the site. The first spade went in 18th of June, 1860. 1861, sorry. So it was built as a Lord Palmerston fort in Dover.
Yep.
It's never been used by the public. It's never been open to the public as a tourist attraction. And up until 2007, it was military. So, yeah. So do you want to go on?
Yeah, it is such an exciting site. And when we were talking about the village halls as blank canvas, we think that Fort Burgoyne provides such a great opportunity for couples who want something very, very different for their wedding. We make absolutely no bones about it. This venue is not for couples who want to get married in a hotel, have a slick four-course meal and have beautiful surroundings with chandeliers and silver service waitress. This is like, it's like nothing else in Kent. It is totally unique. Because of how it's set up or not set up at the moment, couples can come along and tell us what they would like. They can tell us the sort of food they want. They can tell us we're looking to do teepee wedding receptions there. There is a massive parade ground, which means that there's no limit on the amount of guests that you could have at your reception. We have an amazing area which overlooks Dover Castle, where couples can get married with a celebrant.
And for those that don't know the area, that is a spectacular view over towards Dover. And
it's
Dover
just
Castle.
Fantastic. On our Fort Burgoyne Weddings at Fort Burgoyne Facebook page and Twitter, there's a
Fort
picture.
Fort Weddings at Twitter. Yeah, Fort Weddings.
He runs the Twitter, not me. So have a look at the picture there. The view of Dover Castle is just amazing.
So when Polly says about challenges, we turned up on site and I was talking to them and said, so you've got sewage? Nope. Got electricity? Well, a little bit, but not a lot. Got any gas? Nope. Got water? But the only water we've really got is a fire hydrant that goes through that the fire brigade tests, but there's no metered supply. And to the point that they did some work the other week and they actually turned off the water supply for Dover Castle, because the water supply for Dover Castle runs through the fort.
Right.
Yeah, it's an interesting building. It's you should come over and see it. It's absolutely amazing. And a lot of the fixtures and fittings that they're trying to put back together are still there. And it's like going back in time, isn't it?
Mm. It is. So if you were to come along and have a look around the fort, you would see that most of it is made up of what's called casemates, which are arch buildings where the troops used to sleep. Mm. And we have two of those licensed by KCC for wedding ceremonies. So we can have up to, well, we say 50 guests in a casemate for a licensed wedding.
Right.
And obviously, if a couple want more guests, then they'd need to think about a celebrant-led ceremony somewhere else on the
site.
But
that's also 50 with networking. Well, we can do up to 60 people in the casemate. So we could put networking events in there. We could do breakfast meetings. We could do all sorts.
Training days.
Training days. The bridge is normally where we park the cars, the other side of the bridge, so they don't, when we do an event, they don't actually drive onto the fort.
Right.
We've got car parking spaces for 100 cars.
Okay.
But the parade grounds, we could probably fit loads on there. It's massive. It's absolutely massive.
Okay. So let me try and understand this. So you guys, you've got the contract, the gig or whatever, to have this place as a venue. Is that right?
Yeah, so we've got an agreement with the Land Trust, who are the landowner, as a licensee to do events and weddings under our Diamond Circle weddings at Fort Burgoyne for the next year. And the reason why we did that, the reason why we went in as a license to start with, is to see if it had any traction, because it's never had a business model before. So I didn't know if people did want to get married there. I didn't know if people did want to do events there.
Sure.
So we've done that. So from 1st of April next year, as long as it all works and it's proven that it is, we'll then go for a 5-year tenancy.
Right,
and then we'll
okay.
have to look at planning permissions and get it all done properly. And
okay, that makes sense.
But we are very much finding already that it's positive. Mm. The couples that are coming to see us instantly fall in love with the site and the opportunities
people
there.
People want something different, don't they? Not everybody's a sheep. We don't want sparkly.
Absolutely.
The sorts of people that like it are the unique people. Mm. The couples who are fixed on wanting something for their wedding that they might not be able to have in another venue.
Yeah.
So, for example, we have a couple, her whole family are really musical, and she wanted somewhere that everybody can bring them their instrument, and in the evening they can sit around on hay bales and make their own music together.
Lovely.
And that's going to be such a lovely memory and so many beautiful photographs, and it's important to them, and we can deliver that.
Yeah. We had another one that came to us and wants to get married on Halloween.
Scary.
So they're getting married 31st of October 2022, which is a Monday.
Cool. And, blimey.
It's definitely haunted. It's definitely haunted.
Really? I'm not going there. It's scary enough getting married. We're not getting married on
that. Oh, hold your hand, Paul.
No, you won't need. It's not, you won't need to, Polly.
It's supposed to be Amanda that holds it.
So are the acoustics good there then?
Yes.
It sounds pretty good.
It's an old building.
Yeah.
And you have a ghost as well, you said.
I don't personally. I think the fort is definitely haunted. We've been there late at night and we've felt a presence.
They do run. The only thing that they do there at the moment is ghost tours.
Yeah.
Right, so a few times a year they do ghost tours.
So just coming back a little bit, it's never been open to the public before. What were they doing with it? Not a lot by the sound of it.
Well, when the military gave it over to them in 2007, it was in quite a state of disrepair. So
they
spent probably the last 7-8 years trying to get it into a state where people can actually go on it. Last year, no, it wasn't last year, 2019, before COVID, they did Waking the Giant. So they opened up the gates, and I think they got like 400 or 500 people just went and looked around it. That's why at the moment we can't do an open day for a wedding fair.
Right.
Because if we open it, everyone will just go, hey, let's go and have a look. And we'll just get swamped.
Yeah. So we'll have to do private viewing.
Yeah, we have to do timed events.
And coming back to the lack of lecky water and toilet facilities, obviously toilets you can sort out because you can get water loose. How are you dealing with all the other stuff?
Well, power generation, so we're bringing in generators.
Right.
Water, you can bring in, is it IBCs?
Yeah.
So you bring those in and pump it off them or whatever. Gas has been a major problem because I rang up Calagas and I went, I want to set up a new account. They went, you can't. Went, what do you mean I can't? Well, we've got no Calagas bottles.
Yeah.
So through COVID, if you have a Calagas bottle,
they're like gold dust.
Yeah, you can get it refilled. But if you don't have one, because
can't get a new one,
because you can't, I can buy one on the internet and then take it into somewhere and they'll do it. But I can't take any new ones because, in case my fingerprints have COVID on. Anyway, let's not go there. So luckily we've got an account with BOC now, who were the last person that I thought we'd have an account with. But we've got an account with BOC and they supply us with propane gas.
Okay,
which is awesome.
Okay, so
did you get solar there at all? Anything solar?
We could do solar, but the fort is really into its green credentials. The problem with solar is fixing it somewhere where we don't, where we know the brides aren't going to go to, and also the storage, because with solar, it's there in that time.
Yeah.
Unless you can actually store it and keep it going, that's where the problem comes.
Yeah.
And presumably, if it's a beautiful old building, you don't want solar on show.
And anyway, solar's not as eco as you think it is.
I know.
A big report about it last week, wasn't there,
about how rubbish it is.
Yeah. Anyway, so, enough of that.
When you say the Fort's licence, we have structural monument consent, because it's actually a monument. And we also got, obviously, the planning permission and the local things in there as well.
And any grants available for heritage buildings?
Don't get me started.
I'm moving on.
So, the big question, have you got anything booked there yet?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yeah. So, we launched on the 1st of May, and we were able to say to couples, we are a new venue with every single date available, and that is so important for couples at the moment, because through the lockdowns, with so many people who had weddings postponed in 2020, they moved them into later in 2020 and then into 2021, and they may now be moving for the third or the fourth time. So there is a capacity issue, and couples who have perhaps got engaged over the last year and now want to move on and book their venue are finding that if they want a Saturday at most venues in Kent, you're going to be looking at 2023 if you're lucky. So to be able to say we can do whatever Saturday you like in 2022, because everybody's got an important date to them. And some couples don't want to compromise on that. So we've been able to say that to them.
OK. Sounds like there's an opportunity there for old people's homes.
Old people's homes?
Yeah, yeah. If you're going to wait that long, by the time you get around to getting married, you'll both be in the home, won't you?
I was thinking a lot of them, if they wait that long, will have split up. Going by some of the weddings I know.
So we can't now say that we've got every single Saturday available, because we have got some bookings.
Yeah, sure.
But doubtless, we have got more capacity than most venues.
That makes sense. Yeah, cool. Well, that's really exciting. I want to come and have a look at it when I can.
That's easy to do. Just go onto our Twitter page, DT Weddings or Fort Weddings. Have a look at the top, and there's a pinned post, and it takes you to a Calendly. That's the word. Thank you. And you can just book an appointment and do it on there, and then you can come and see us.
Cool. Cool, good.
Like a bit of tech.
I'm really really in awe of the fact that you've kind of, even through this nonsense last 15 months that we've all suffered, you guys have been thinking really heavily about what you're doing. You've moved your business forward. You've done lots of strategic things. We had a conversation a while back talking about teepees and stuff like that, and you've obviously gone with that as well, which is a big thing. Now, we've also got a potential venue that you're not telling us, that we're trying to, I'm trying to trip him out into giving it away.
He's really, really bad at keeping secrets.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah.
But what's it begin with?
He's just given you a little clue. Yeah, he's just barked.
Yeah, yeah. Dogs
Trust.
Huh?
No, close.
Battersea Dogs Home is where it is, yeah. No, I'm not going to try and trap you into that. I just want to talk in general. So the basic is that you're looking at other venues to do the same thing.
Well, we've been approached by another venue in the Maidstone area who saw what we were doing at Fort Burgoyne and were quite excited by that. They have got a capacity issue because of what I've just explained, and we're looking at using some of their green space, which is beautiful with stunning views, and I'm being really careful about what I say, have us put teepees up and run our same idea as at Fort Burgoyne, but at their venue. And we're pretty much there. It's happening, isn't it?
Yeah,
we're just waiting for corporate to give the final go-ahead, and we don't want to upset the corporate side of it. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and we're not.
And that's why if I'd have found out today that I could have given the go-ahead, and it would probably be okay for us to say, but I just don't
case. No, absolutely, I'm not going to push you back. Because the cool thing is here is what you're doing strategically as a business, is that you're looking at these venues and you're turning them into something. And, of course, at this moment in time, what Polly just said earlier about Fort Burgoyne is the crucial thing. Once you get another venue, you've then got a whole heap of other Saturdays available in the calendar, haven't you, for people that are currently being squeezed out of 2021.
Yeah, it becomes a price issue because the teepees aren't the cheapest in the world. I think our Saturday's in 12,500. But that is for 80 people. See, the other thing as well is when we started looking at venues, when a couple or when anybody looks at a venue for an event or corporate or anything else, you go to the venue and they say, it's £4,000. That's £4,000 for X amount of people. And then by the time you've worked out that you want 100 people instead of 50, you want this, you want that and everything else, it goes up massively.
Yeah.
So what we've tried to do is provide a couple of sample packages for couples that come to us. One twilight package, so they get married late afternoon.
In the dark.
Late afternoon at Halloween with all the ghosties. And then have, for example, a hog roast in the evening.
That's nice. I like that.
Or they can have a full-day package where they have a larger number of guests. They'd have their wedding breakfast, which we've put into our standard package as a luxury afternoon tea, and then the evening then becomes the hog roast. But we've included DJ, we've included venue styling. For the full day, we've included a Toastmaster, which we think is really important at Fort Burgoyne because of the sort of site
it
is. Yeah. So we've tried to make it so that there are no hidden extras. So when a couple comes along to us, they know what they're going to need to pay, and it isn't suddenly, oh, it's another £20 per head for this, and so it goes on.
Okay.
I'm not saying COVID's a good thing, but COVID's actually helped us. Because if COVID hadn't come along, I don't think we'd be in the position that we're in now with regards to the venues and
but
regards to the TPs.
We are positive people. We always look at the positive side of everything and we don't let anything get us down. And that's really the message that we've been trying to send out to our couples, because the couples that had booked for 2020, we've developed really good relationships with them over the last year. We've supported them and, you know, kept their spirits up. You know, it's going to happen one day. And
the other thing as well that we've done that a lot of companies didn't do is if a couple came to us and said, we can't do that date anymore, we've given them the money back, we've given them everything back.
Right. Okay.
So you're genuine, honest, and you have this relationship with your
so we've given them full refund. We haven't said we're going to take back £50 for administration or whatever. We've given them full refund of any deposit they've had.
There's been awful stories, haven't there?
There have.
About the money that people have lost.
We don't want to be a part of that. And even now, when we're making bookings at the fort, we're making it very clear to our couples that if COVID comes along again and changes things for them, we will move them to a later date at no uplift. Or if they have to cancel because of COVID, we'll give them their deposit back. That's they need confidence.
And what we do as well is we keep the deposits in a separate account.
Yeah.
So, you know, like your landlord does now.
Yeah.
Escrow
account.
Yeah. Years ago, landlords used to take the deposits and then the law changed. And I think that will happen now with the events industry because it's going to have to. We're going to have to, you know, people have lost so much money over these periods and it's not fair.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, it's like a lot of things, isn't it? You know, the problem is if once someone's given you some money, you tend to spend it. And then you've got to give it back and you haven't got it. It's not that you don't want to give it back, it's you haven't got it to give back, which is why we got these escrow accounts.
It's been so tight, though, last 15 months. Luckily, Polly's still been working full-time job because she was going to give up her job. Well, go part-time, wasn't you? And then luckily your boss went, you can stay.
Cool. Listen, we need to join the Channel Radio newsroom shortly. You can stay with us and chat to us during the rest of the second half of the show. But for the moment, give us another shout out for all your websites, Facebook pages, and all the places where people can come and find out about Diamond Circle Weddings and Fort Burgoyne, and also wait with bated breath for the new announcement of your Isle of Dogs based venue.
Not quite Isle of Dogs. We're not going to Canary Wharf. It is in Kent. So. Websites www.wibblywobblyway diamondcircleweddings.com. That's the website. Facebook DC Weddings UK, Twitter DC Weddings UK, and then Fort Weddings at Fort Weddings on Twitter and at DCW Fort Weddings on Instagram.
Fantastic.
He does that so well.
He does.
Yeah.
It's as if he knew what the addresses were.
I do love the transparency of this business and the way they're treating their customers.
Absolutely, it's lovely. Yeah, these are fantastic anyway.
And customer service is king.
And if you've ever seen any of the work that they've done, and I have, I've seen it from the sharp end. As they said, I think probably the last thing I did in a public place was the Ashford Business Awards, where I emceed it. where these guys dressed the room, and they did a fantastic job on it.
I think I was there.
You were?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were drunk.
I was on a table. I was
under
the
table.
I was a guest.
You were under a table.
I had your quota of wine, as I remember.
Absolutely. I've had a tweet from Brian the Grantsman, and he says, Vanilla Webjill, Circuit Business Bunker, I'd love a shout out on today's programme. Brian Hall, Business Advisor for Southeast Business Boost Grants. £1,000 to £10,000 grant money available for SMEs in Kent. Contact me via my Twitter, Brian Invicta. This is Twitter handle.
It's good to hear some grants.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool. So I think what we'll do is we'll join the Channel Radio newsroom.
Yeah, find out what's going on in the big wide world.
When we come back, we've got another guest to talk to.
From New York.
Jim Frawley, which would be fantastic. And then we'll probably talk to Paul and Polly some more. But for a moment, Polly, Paul, DC Weddings, Fort Burgoyne venue, thank you so much.
Thank you. So cosmopolitan, the show.
It is. Shall we join the Channel Radio News?